Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Ann Carter is with us this morning from the Audubon County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. She's their program coordinator. And like many of the other county fairs in the area, this year's Audubon County Fair will be very, very different due to the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the different restrictions and safety precautions that we've decided to implement this year. Ann, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. Thank you so much for the time. I know it's disappointing. Everyone, and I mean everyone in a rural county, looks forward to the local county fairs for different reasons. And it's always disappointing when anything has to happen to make schedule changes, even the smallest ones. But when something like this happens, that had to be a very difficult decision.
Yes, it was something that we've talked about at length in Audubon County, and we believe we've come up with the best possible scenario in the situation we're in.
With the fair board, with the local board, were there a lot of discussions with regard to over time about, we'll wait and see, we'll wait and see, we'll wait and see, but finally you have to make a decision?
Yeah, we started visiting several months ago to kind of plan for the worst, but still keeping in mind that we don't know what will change, and maybe it will change for the better, and we can back off some of those early restrictions that we thought we'd need to have.
Sure. Did you get some guidance or some input from, from above or perhaps from some other area counties? Because it seems like a lot of the area counties are kind of doing some of the same things.
We did. We had a lot of guidance from, the Fair Board was getting guidance from the Iowa Association of Fairs, and extension offices were getting a lot of guidance from leadership at the state 4-H level and Iowa State University.
Well, within the extension offices, at least all of the extension offices that I've ever seen around the area and covering county fairs over the last many years, it's not just the kids who get excited about being involved in fair. Faces light up in the extension offices, too, at seeing the progress and the successes that the kids get to have. So, I mean, this isn't just disappointing for parents and for kids who would be able to show at the fair. There's got to be a certain amount of disappointment for you folks, too.
Well, it is one of our favorite times of year, and that's why we're in this business. But we're super excited to be able to offer what we're able to offer and still see all of the learning that happened in the last year.
You bet. Well, let's talk about what we are offering. Let's get off of the bad and let's get on to the good, because there's still something to enjoy with the Audubon County Fair. The kids will still have an opportunity to be honored and recognized for their work.
Yes, the Audubon County Fair Board was very willing to work with us and still offer all of the same opportunities for our 4-H and FFA youth to have to exhibit, whether that's livestock, static, our clothing events, our communications entries. We've figured out a way to make all of those happen.
I've heard a lot of folks around the region use the term show and go. Is that kind of what we're doing here in Audubon County?
Some of our species will be a true show and go, where they arrive the morning of their show, they show, and then they head home again. That'll be the case for our poultry, rabbit, horse, and that's always the case for our pets and dogs. They always just come right before their show and then head home afterwards.
Okay, so not necessarily a ton of changes there, but I assume there'll be some restrictions on attendance at some of these shows?
Yes, we're asking that the arena seating in livestock shows, because there's not a lot to begin with, be reserved for relatives, family, and those that are really critical to the success of the youth. We're working on plans to have live stream capabilities, so if people want to check to see for a link for that, would be on our website. But we're asking that We restrict that seating for those familiar faces for the exhibitors this year.
Sure, sure. Now, with some of the larger livestock shows that will be going on, I know some of the concern was that you really don't want the livestock to be there for days on end, because then kids have to be there to, of course, take care of them and make sure they're appropriately taken care of during the course of that time, too. And if that happens, you're going to get a lot of people congregating, and that's kind of one of the things we don't want to do.
Right. So we've got some of our larger species will come in the afternoon prior to their show, and that'll give them an opportunity to get settled and get comfortable. It'll give the kids an opportunity to kind of settle their nerves and practice perhaps through the show ring, and then their show will be the following day, and then following that, whatever respective show it is, they'll be able to load their animals up and take them home at that point.
Okay, very good. So it'll still work out. There'll still be a process. There'll still be helpers there, folks to guide them through.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what about some of the rest of the activities at the fair? Will there be static exhibits this year?
Yes, we are having our static exhibits dropped off the day before our judging. So on Tuesday, those will be dropped off. And the judges will still come, and they'll handle the exhibits, and they'll look them over, and they'll do what we're calling non-conference judging. So the kids just won't be present to provide answers to their questions. We're encouraging really strong write-ups this year to explain everything you would tell the judge, put it in writing. And so it's just another opportunity for them to strengthen a lifelong skill.
Yeah, so they're still getting the opportunity. It just might be a little bit different in how they go about doing it.
Yes, and then following the judging, we'll have the exhibits on display, and the Agri Hall will be open limited hours for people who are on the fairgrounds to walk through and see what the kids have done this year.
Well, very good. So still a lot of opportunity for the kids to be recognized. Can you talk a little bit about, are there certain things that won't happen this year at the fair?
There won't be our traditional recognition event that we hold on Sunday afternoon just prior to the livestock sale. The market animals won't be sold at the fair. We've been working really hard prior to get those animals marketed third party. We are still going to offer a market animal livestock support auction, so we'd encourage anybody who is interested in that. That will be a live auction on Sunday afternoon beginning at 3 o'clock, and the public is welcome to attend and support our kids that way. The food stands will be limited. There will be a couple of food stands open, and depending on the day, there will be a limited supply of food available on the ground. But and then like the open class exhibits and the baby contest and the entertainment and the inflatables and that sort of thing won't be happening this year.
Okay, and no king and queen contest, no queen contest this year?
We won't have a queen contest this year, but we will have figure eight races Friday night.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like you've really tried to compromise as best you can.
Yes, we feel that this is the best outcome based on the circumstances.
Very good. I know it's disappointing not to be able to have the traditional sale, but the sale will look a little different, but folks will still have the opportunity to support then.
Yes.
Okay.
We're excited for the small committee that worked to pull that opportunity together so that those kids that have a lot invested in their animals can still receive that annual support.
Well, so many of them depend on that to a certain extent. It's almost like they're scholarships.
Right. Yes. In order for them to plan ahead for coming years, they have to have a little seed money.
You betcha. Very good. So it'll look a little different. There won't be animals actually at the sale this year?
Right. The animals will, there may still be beef on the grounds at that point, but the rest of the animals will have gone home and the kids will just parade through the ring and not be leading their animals.
All right. So it should be, probably run a little bit quicker this way.
It probably will.
All right. Very good. So highlights, what are you looking most forward to this year?
I'm looking forward to seeing what they've been learning, and it'll be different for all of us. So figuring out where we did enough planning and maybe what we missed. But I look forward to those days every year, and this year's no different.
Yeah, well, the kids will, like kids do, they will adapt. They'll figure it out, and they'll move forward, and they'll make it work. Some of the rest of us are kind of stuck in our ways because we've been on this earth for a while. So we just kind of have to get used to this is the way it has to be this year, but this is this year. This isn't meant to be a permanent change.
Right. Yes. We hope we have this settled down and figured out so we can return to a traditional fair that everybody enjoys again next year.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Ann, for the time here this morning. We appreciate all that you and your staff and the local fair board and those folks involved have been able to do to put together something that still represents the best of Audubon County.
Yes, it's been a real team effort, and I'm grateful for their support.